345.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Welcome back to the Paracast. This is going to be our last episode for 2011, but we'll be back in 2012. It's also Christmas Day when you hear this show, so we hope everybody around the world has a great holiday.
As you mentioned,
humbug.
Mr. Scrooge. There he is, Scrooge McDuck, alias.
I got a hole in me roof where the rain gets in.
All right. I think a lot of people feel that way in this day and age. Do you think we need E.T. to come down here and kind of straighten us out?
No, I just need a bucket of tar.
Ah, tell me more. I'm curious.
I got a leak in my roof.
Oh, seriously? He does have a leak in his roof.
So yeah, we're in a bad mood. Bah humbug.
Okay, so we're going to hear it like drip, drip, drip through the entire show.
No, that's my corny jokes and your humor.
I have no humor. I don't laugh anymore. Do you remember laughter?
We're going to have a good show today, though.
We are. This is going to be fascinating because he's a person whose name I've heard, but I haven't really explored what he's got. But before we get into that, just want to mention a couple of things. Our friend Tim Beckley, who has been kind of part of my life for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that. We first became acquainted as teenagers. And he was a really wild guy when it came to UFOs. He's an ace promoter. If nothing else, he has a solid belief in the subject, a family that had paranormal encounters. And, of course, last week we had a really fascinating discussion with Tim Beckley. But also, from time to time, Tim serves as kind of a consulting producer for the show because he suggests guests. And we don't obviously choose all the guests that he recommends, but he recommends some pretty good ones from time to time. And we bring them on the show. And we thought, you know, Tim has been such a good friend for so many years. It's not fair to take advantage of his promotional activities, of his recommendations, and not give him kind of a position with the show. So what do you think, Chris? Should we give him a consulting producer?
I think Mr. Creepo should assume the position.
Mr. Creepo, not Mr. UFO.
Well, he does have an alter ego, too, just like me.
Oh, this is going to be fun. So Tim Beckley is the consulting producer officially for the Paracast. You'll hear from him from time to time. You'll also hear the guests that he brings aboard. And as you know, Tim publishes books that are quite sensible, quite reasonable, with a lot of the people that we have on the show contributing. He's obviously done work with our friend Mr. O'Brien, but also people like Nick Redfern. But sometimes he publishes books that are pretty wacky. And we don't mention the ones that are wacky. We kind of concentrate on the stuff that is sensible. Because Tim is the person who believes that he shouldn't tell people what to think. He'll present the information. He'll put it out there. You think what you want about it. If you don't agree with it, don't buy the book. If you buy the book and you don't agree, well, maybe don't buy any more books. I don't know. But that's his position as a publisher. My position is I probably wouldn't do it, but I like Tim, so he's helpful.
I like him, too. He's quite the tricksterish type of guy, and we need a little bit of that energy, I think, here in 2012.
2012. So is this going to be the year that the world ends?
I don't think so. I think we're headed towards some sort of transformational singularity. We're all going to, I don't know, how do the New Agers say it, transit into the fifth dimension?
Why don't you define for our listeners who are looking and are gobsmacked over what you just said, what, pray tell, is a transformational singularity?
Well, you've heard of the Big Bang, right?
Yes. Is this going to be the Big Bust?
No. Well, you've heard of the Big Bang, right?
Of course.
Okay. Scientists have it all bass-ackwards, okay? We're headed towards a Big Bang. We're not coming from one. They got their, you know, everything's just totally reversed. It's 180 degrees here.
As we speak, there's a helicopter flying over our studio here in Phoenix, Arizona. So you hear this noise in the background. I didn't look outside to see if this is a black helicopter or not.
Well, I told them to keep their ear on you.
How closely? My wife has actually been mentioning this with regard to 2012. She says, how come we don't do shows on 2012? And my response is, I don't believe that anything's going to happen in 2012 that hasn't already happened. I mean, the economy has been a mess, so it'll continue to be a mess. The political landscape continues to be a mess. So what's going to change?
Well, it's just going to be the same, you know, same old, you know what, different day, different year. It better get better because it can't get much more worse. Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
Sounds like the song from the Beatles, I've Got to Admit It's Getting Better. And then they did a counter chorus, It Can't Get No Worse.
That's the John Lennon part, yeah.
Right. That's his expertise in songs like that. Moving on to another subject, just very quickly, let's do the promotion again. We opened up a new version of the official Paracast store at store.theparacast.com. We have new T-shirt designs. We have the mugs. We have the cups. We have the caps. We also have mouse pads. Does anyone use mouse pads anymore?
No, they all just tweet and text.
Well, I think, you know, people have their Android and iOS phones, their iPhones, so you're tapping. You have iPads, you're tapping. So you don't need a mouse pad, do you? But we have one if you have an older computer. And one of these older rollerball input devices, well, we have that too. We have like 169 different products at store.theparacast.com. And we make minimal profit. I mean, not much at all. They let you set the profit, this particular merchant lets you set what profit you want. And I'm not very smart about business, so I made it very low.
Okay. Well, one thing I can tell you, Gene, if aliens are us from the future, there's one thing that doesn't make sense. How come they don't have long, like very, like multi-knuckled thumbs that are, have tiny little pads on the end? I can't believe how many kids I see walking around with their heads looking down, tapping their thumbs on these little tiny buttons on their phones. I think if we evolve into some sort of texting life form, our thumbs are going to look a lot different, don't you think? And all these like ETs that people describe, all the other fingers are long and spindly, not their thumbs. So I'm not sure if they're from the future and us, you know.
I know my son, he's 25 now, learned thumbing his nose at everybody. Now, seriously, learned to use his thumbs with his basic feature phone. Before there were smartphones that were affordable, he had a basic feature phone, like a Motorola Razr, and he was doing the thing with the thumbs. Now, I don't do the thing with the thumbs on my iPhone. I just take one finger, and I tap. I'm a single-finger tapper.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
That's right, but you don't know the truth. The truth is we have a fascinating guest, really, really interesting, kind of a different slant for what we do on the show that you round up for us here. Tell.
Yeah, he was a tough one to get in touch with, boy, and try to nail him down for an interview. I don't think I've ever heard Gary Beckham, our today's guest, on a podcast or a radio show. Now, there might be some in our listening audience that have heard him, and I'd be interested to know what show he's been on. But Gary is one of those behind-the-scenes kind of guys that just – he's an amazing researcher. He's a futurist. He's very, I think, even-keeled and very provocative with some of the interesting information he comes up with. And his starpod.org website is a must for anybody that wants to know what's going on behind the scenes in this field. He has incredible contacts within government. He knows anybody who's anybody that you've never heard about that has something to do with all these wonderful paranormal subjects that we talk about. And this is a real pleasure to get Gary on the show.
If you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, why don't you send us a note, news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com, or give us a tweet at the Paracast on Twitter. At the Paracast. Okay, we have Gary Beckham coming up next on
the Paracast. As you know, the PowerCast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service, such as Steve Jobs, the best-selling authorized biography from Walter Isaacson. For that free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/PowerCast. That's audiblepodcast.com/PowerCast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We're going to report on the existence of a star pod, ladies and gentlemen. What is that? Well, our guest is Gary Beckham, and he's founder of something called Starstream Research. So, Gary, welcome to the PowerCast.
Hi, Gene. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm curious here, because people may not have heard of you. What, pray tell, is Starstream Research?
Oh, well, that's a pretty good question. It was something that kind of happened by accident over a period of several years. Back in the 1990s, I became very interested in anomalous mental phenomena, things like lucid dream states. I guess eventually that led me into looking into things like remote viewing and things that the U.S. government had been involved in over the years. And along the way, I kind of bumped heads with a bunch of different people over the Internet, including Nick Cook from Jane's Defense Weekly. And at that time, he was working on a book called The Hunt for Zero Point. So I kind of answered a few questions for him here and there and passed on contact information to Nick while he was researching his book. And eventually, I decided that I had a lot of additional information that had never really been published before, and I thought maybe I should do something with it. So at that point in time, this was probably, maybe a couple of years after 9/11, I decided I would actually try to formalize it and launch it as kind of a small publication company.
Okay.
And that was basically the beginning.
All right. Now, what is your background to enable you to want to do this kind of unusual research?
You know, if you go back to when I was probably, 12, 13, 14 years old, I was enrolled in kind of an advanced accelerated learning course at the time. And my best friend's father worked at the University of Minnesota, and we spent a lot of time there. We actually discussed a lot of topics that are of interest today, things like could you bend space and time? Could you build a warp drive? You know, is telepathy possible? We shared a lot of interest in science fiction and physics ideas. And eventually I came to the conclusion, I was pretty young, but I kind of decided that maybe it wasn't possible to travel between the stars. And most people find that funny that I'm in this field and that I didn't really believe it would be possible to do that. But at the time, I knew how much energy it would take to create something like a warp drive. And I just decided that, it's just not really possible. We're kind of stuck here and we have to do the best we can with the world that we're in. Now, eventually, of course, physics evolved over a period of, 20 to 30 years. And in the mid-1990s, as I was looking into some of these anomalous mental phenomena, I was introduced to Dr. Jack Sarfati, who is probably pretty well-known these days as a kind of a rogue physicist. He's, off doing his own research into some pretty far-out ideas and started to kind of follow along with what he was doing and what he had thought was possible and started to change my tune a little bit about what would be possible. And this is probably about the mid-1990s to the later part of 1990s. And that's when Joe Furman showed up, and Jack started to work with him, I guess, at that point. And things kind of got a little bit quieter on the Internet, at least. A lot of information, things that Jack was working on, were kept basically in-house and wasn't being discussed a lot. And so I was getting more and more curious about what they were really up to, and so I started doing more and more research on my own. I started surveying the physics field, surveying the physics archives to look at trends and new ideas. And,
now, were you trained in the sciences to be able to do this?
Well, I picked up a lot of it as when I was younger, and then over time I just kind of taught myself more and more as I went along. So I'm pretty much self-taught on the physics side of it, and I look at what I do more as a citizen rogue journalist, having the freedom to do things that someone like Sharon Weinberger and Nick Cook, being professionals in their fields in the defense journalism field, that they're not comfortable handling certain subjects, and I have the freedom to really dig into these subjects and take a little bit more of a risk with them. And that's basically what I've done.
Okay, now the suggestion here that star drive, that we can't travel between the stars, is that something you've modified? Why would you believe that?
Why would I believe that it's now possible to travel between the stars? Probably because of discoveries about things like negative energy and things like you probably heard of zero-point energy.
The people out there who are not science experts, how would you define zero-point energy? I mean, we hear this, of course, in science fiction all the time. They drop the phrases. What does it mean to you?
Well, zero-point energy is essentially it's the energy that's in empty space. And so to try to keep it as simple as possible, if you can imagine that when you take all the matter and ordinary energy out of space and you have what you assume is an empty space, but there's actually still energy trapped in there, it's like it's frozen into the vacuum or the emptiness of space. And so it's kind of the 21st century version of the perpetual motion machine, the idea that somehow you could figure out a way to extract that energy out of empty space and put it to work.
Okay, now, as a practical matter, wouldn't that mean it's possible to have some kind of star drive system using zero-point energy?
Well, that's one, I suppose, one possibility. I think, you know, the idea that you could bend space and time, that you could create wormholes, these are all pretty big ideas, and there's a lot of theoretical research going on, you know, exploring these ideas just as kind of thought experiments. But there's really, I don't think anybody out there that's going to tell you that, hey, we know how to do this, we can really do it at this point in time.
But of course, if you believe in the UFO mystery that aliens are coming here from other planets, we'd have to assume, number one, they're way more advanced than we are in terms of knowing all about this technology. And, of course, number two, that they harness this technology or something we haven't dreamed of way beyond zero-point energy to get here. So isn't that an acceptable supposition?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that the problem is we tend to look at aliens from our human perspective. And so we put ourselves, you know, we've grown up in a world filled with science fiction movies and books and ideas, and we tend to project ourselves too much into what we think the aliens would be and make them like ourselves. And we give them basically the same kind of, you know, we assume they're going to be like us. They're going to have ambassadors. They're going to have politics. They're going to do things the way we do things, and that may not be the case. They may not care if it takes them 50,000 years to get to the Earth and that they can never return to their home world. They may come here using some other more conventional means. It may not necessarily require all of these fantastic exotic physics to do it.
So we don't have to wait for warp drive. They don't need warp drive. They want to come here and the trip takes 50,000 years, so be it. They bring a city in space then, basically, where they have generation upon generation, assuming they don't live for 50,000 years, and maybe the generation that lands here or elsewhere is many, many, many centuries removed from the original travelers.
And that's very possible. It could very well be that they aren't even biological entities. They could be machines. It could be computers.
They're not going to send the real beings. They will send the robots, and they'll stay back there. There was an interesting science fiction concept of that, which I'll give you in a moment. We have Gary Beckham, and we're looking at Starstream Research, zero-point energy, and lots more. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail each and every week. According to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more survive beyond the year. So I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you could save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. That's PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit MoseyPro.com. That's MozyPro.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We continue to explore the unknown in a different way with Gary Beckham. We were talking about what form E.T. might take and whether E.T. might indeed not be a living being in the sense that we understand living beings, but robots. And there were some science fiction stories I read, of course, where in order to travel to space, you would basically upload or download your consciousness to some kind of robotic creature. And that creature, of course, doesn't need to eat, doesn't have the frailties of the human, but has your intelligence, so it makes the trip. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, that's certainly another possibility. I mean, we're obviously very far from anything like that at this point in time, but you can't discount it. You can't eliminate that possibility. I think that there's a lot of interest in the idea that there are aliens actually here, and you hear rumors, of course. And that was one of the things that led me into creating my StarPod.org website was there was a lot of public interest in those topics. And so I thought, well, I'd create a site that was more pop-oriented for people that were kind of curious about the rumors, the legends, the personalities. It's kind of a gossip site, actually. But it covers a lot of different topics, especially because over the years I've actually run into people who have worked for the government that have worked on projects like anomalous mental phenomena, you know, the remote viewing, the psychic phenomena, things of that sort. And as a result, I picked up a lot of interesting information, a lot of rumor, of course, and basically put it together onto the website.
The question I would have here, Gary, is if you've met people who work for the government, maybe involved in these projects, wouldn't they be top secret? Why'd they tell you?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Here's the story, basically. There are people who used to work in the government who believe that there is something going on. And they may not have any more solid evidence than their own belief and things that they've been told or heard from people that they respected from their superiors. And probably of all those people, the one name that you'll hear fairly often is a guy named Kit Green, who continues to consult for the government on topics, you know, involving the brain and the mind and threat potential, for example, from, you know, using the mind as a weapon. And he did work back in the 1970s for the CIA, and at that time he was involved with the remote viewing research that was going on at Stanford Research Institute in California. Now, I think if you read, I think Mark Pilkington mentions it in Mirage Men.
And yes, Mark was on our show just a few months ago.
Yeah, and he probably mentions Kit. He's got a couple pages in there devoted to his meeting with Kit. But Kit was basically suggesting that he had heard stories from senior government people who had seen briefing documents. It's some kind of official documentation that there had been contact between the United States and some kind of an extraterrestrial astronaut. And the story that he passed down, or the story that he had heard, basically involved three contacts. 1947, sometime in the very early 1980s, 82 or 83, and then one more time, one more visitor in the mid-1990s. And so this kind of became this legendary story of the three extraterrestrial biological entities that had been personally involved with the U.S. government. Now, there wasn't really any other information how they got here or how we met them. There's lots of these tales of crashed spaceships and things like that. That wasn't really part of this core story, as they called it. The core story just involved the idea that people in the government, senior people, had rumored that there was this contact with some kind of an alien race. And that really was kind of the basis for an investigation done by one of our associates from England, Karen Anscombe, who came here in 2006 and started investigating the UFO stories. And she met up with a guy named Dan Smith. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dan Smith. He's becoming more well-known on the Internet.
Well, why don't you tell us who he is?
Well, but Dan is actually the son of a former Eisenhower presidential advisor from Harvard. And he's a rather eccentric guy, but he has a lot of interest in phenomenology as it relates to end-of-the-world scenario. And he's also a friend. Over the years, he did a lot of inquiring with his government channels that he had available to him, and eventually hitched up with a guy named Ron Pandolfi, who's also from the CIA, and he's a former colleague of Kit Green. And over the years, Ron Pandolfi has passed on bits of rumors to Dan, and then Dan gets all excited and gets on the Internet, and he'll blog it, you know, right on the Internet, whatever he hears from Ron. So Dan is kind of an interesting resource that way.
If memory serves me correct, Gary, he's gotten himself in a little bit of hot water, too, with some of his postings and verbiage concerning his relationship with Pandolfi and others, supposedly within the government.
Well, the thing about Ron Pandolfi is he's the one character involved in all this where you can actually pull up government documents and verify that, you know, he's working out of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and working on measurement and signature intelligence and things like that. So you can kind of verify, you know, some of that information about Pandolfi. Now, he told Dan way back in the early 90s when he first met him that he was going to head out to Los Alamos and go meet with the aliens. So, you know, Ron has a sense of humor, and he'll come up with stories. So you can't take everything that Ron says at face value. But
well, that's a problem that Dan does do that. He does take it at face value oftentimes. And I've been, you know, privy to some of the banter over the years, and he's gotten spanked a couple times.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that he probably has blogged with that some people would prefer he had never put out there, but he's quite a character. He's an interesting guy, and kind of ran across him from Jack Sarfati's list because he was on there too. And so there are a lot of heavy-duty discussions that were going on at the time about consciousness and future technologies and things of that sort, and Dan has that particular end-of-the-world spin that he adds to that.
End-of-the-world spin in what respect?
Well, Dan seems to believe that all the phenomena that we're experiencing that people report as paranormal is really just kind of a side effect of this approach to the end of the world, that we're approaching a critical point in the history of the planet where resources are going to be tapped to virtually nothing, and the crisis is going to reach a boiling point. There's going to be a phase transition. What we think of as human beings, we think of it as the end of the world, but he sees it as just a transition into a different world, kind of with a sort of religious overtones, kind of the end of the world and the world reborn into a different world in the future.
Well, transformation into fifth density and the emergence of singularity and all that sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, Dan has a rather unique view of himself in that context, and he kind of sees with his connections and so forth that he occupies a special place in this particular world. So he pursues that constantly to try to promote his what he calls the best possible world hypothesis. But anyways, that's kind of the sideshow. He refers to his relationship with Ron Pandolfi as the Ron and Dan show, and there's some pretty humorous things that have happened over the years, as well as some of the more serious information. But if you know how to filter through it, you can actually come up with some good stuff once in a while.
Is this stuff that you can actually believe, or just some people brainstorming and coming up with wacky ideas?
No, actually, I was able to take like things from Dan's blog, and about a year before it was actually confirmed by government documents, I knew that Ron Pandolfi was working on high frequency gravity waves, and he had a big interest in this. It's kind of an esoteric, physics topic, but he was had an interest in this and the fact that American researchers were starting to collaborate with Chinese researchers in this particular field, which. Again, the skeptics would tell you there's absolutely nothing to it. It's just, nonsense science. But based on things that Dan was blogging, I knew that Pandolfi was doing the research. And eventually the Federation of American Scientists released copies of some of the government documents related to this investigation.
And I'm going to ask about those government documents in a moment with Gary Beckham. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here is all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
We're exploring the outer limits here, the outer limits of science and research and what we know and don't know with Gary Beckham. We are with Gene and Chris here in the Paracast. So, okay, you mentioned certain government documents that I guess supposedly validate this information you're presenting. Would you tell us more?
Yeah, in fact, I think if you go to my website, you can probably take a look at them. On the top tab, there's a tab that says Secrets, and if you go down far enough, you'll probably see the information there on a few of these things. But I'll make sure I put that up before this is broadcast. But there is a Ron Pandolfi page that I have now that has some documents that I've collected over the years, just basically highlighting his career, that he was at the CIA, that he worked with the National Intelligence Council, which is the part of the CIA and the Director of National Intelligence where they do the national intelligence estimates for the president. And so he's got this established history. He's been written about in the New York Times and the Washington Post because he got into a little bit of a trouble with his agency back in the 90s on another controversy. But essentially, I was able to take Dan's blogging and confirm it using official government documentation. And that's what I prefer to use. I prefer to look at real documents because there's plenty of bogus ones out there.
And how do you tell the real ones from the bogus ones? Is there a magic bullet to tell one from the other?
Yeah, you obtain them from the government. That's really how you know. The government released 90,000 pages of documents from what they call the Stargate programs, which was the psychic spy programs that we ran in this country for over 20 years. And so those, they have official markings. The CIA has official identification markings. Gradually now over time, the CIA is beginning to release some things online where you can actually go to the CIA's website, go to their electronic reading room, and you can actually access at least the headers and the subject matter of some of these documents.
Well, Gary, this would be a perfect opportunity for the CIA to salt disinformation that appears to be official through the release of documents. I mean, how do you actually know? I mean, you can't really know if this is real or if it's some sort of disinformation, can you?
No, that's, of course, the whole point of everything that I'm doing. It's the StarPod site is intended to be more of a popular site. So it's really a blend of everything from parody to serious research to, you know, just gossip. And so in a certain sense, I'm also creating a kind of a counterintelligence, you know, for the popular, for popular entertainment purposes. But at the core, the research at the core that I do is based upon as official of a document as we can obtain. Now, you're probably right. You can't believe every document out there. It's very possible the government does create false documentation or, you know, obviously have a reason to create false documents to confuse the enemy. So, unfortunately, it comes down to one basic question. Do we or can we trust our own government? And
the answer is we don't. We don't believe. We don't trust our own government. We think our own government is consists of a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question, of course.
Of course we understand that.
Well, another thing, you know, I we're talking about the core story, and I'm looking at Karen Anscombe's trickster article, which I like the term. You know, I see the names of Bob Collins, Robert Collins, and Richard Doty and Bill Ryan and some interesting characters that have been cropping up from time to time through the years since I've been involved for about 20 years in this field. And where do you come down with people like Doty and Collins? Collins with this latest case of that he has some guy, I think, here in Arizona that had a samurai sword and slashed off, you know, some flesh from an alien that was sent to W.C. Levengood to have analyzed. And of course, the now notorious Project Serpo story, which I do have quite a bit of difficulty swallowing. How do you reconcile these types of individuals swirling around people like Dan Smith and Pandolfi, who you can kind of get a sense that these people are, it's in some way, shape, or form providing some accurate information, and then it's packaged along with things like Serpo and of course, I don't have to remind our listeners Richard Doty's past with the Benowitz affair and Linda Howe and other things that he's been involved with over the years. I mean, how do you reconcile? Where does the mirror end and where does reality begin?
Well, and that's part of the adventure, you know, that you get to, you know, go into this hall of mirrors with the smoke, you know, pouring through it. And, you know, ultimately you come to a conclusion that, you know, it's all in your mind. It's kind of a mirage or an illusion that is being played out in your mind. And at a certain point, reality may not be the ultimate goal. Reality may not, in fact, be the most important thing. What we call reality is kind of a consensus to agree on. You know, we all agree that you go through the same door or, you know, that there's a tree sitting out here in my yard. But at a deeper level, reality is about how communication occurs within our minds, within our brains, how we, you know, we communicate with each other. And we make these agreements about what is real based on communications that are going on at levels below our conscious perception. And so that's a big part of this anomalous mental.
Okay, this is kind of a consensus reality where it's real because we all agree it's real?
Well, no, I guess what I want to say is that the reality that we agree is real is a real reality. But there's also a reality to our perceptions, to the communications that go on in our minds, the communications that we have with each other over the internet. All of this is real. It's just at a different level of reality, a different type of reality. It comes back to what, if you talk to physicists about information and communication systems, there's kind of this saying that all information requires physical or material representation. So in other words, whatever the information is, it can be disinformation, it can be, you know, a true report, but whatever the information is, there's some physical reality behind it. There's something to it. And it's how that information is processed and handled that creates this reality, and we share with each other and becomes this consensus reality. Especially
but
when
sure,
we
but
get into.
Let me ask you a question, Gary, just to interrupt you, which I'm very good at. Isn't some of this stuff just plain nonsense?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's stories out there right now. The big one is what President Obama was on Mars. You know, is this.
Well, sure, but on the surface of that, we.
I love that one. That I can't believe that Weber took the ball and ran with that. Oh my goodness!
So you know, I mean, there's but then see, I like to dig a little deeper behind these things because, okay, there are people that are going to believe these stories that are going to accept them, and then there's going to be some level of reality underneath them. And a lot of skeptics, what they will do is they will just discount the whole story and they won't look any further or any deeper into what's going on.
So basically now, here, let me ask you here, what kind of reality do we find? Okay, somebody says President Obama went to Mars and we can't say that he was off world or what are we looking for? What kind of truth is there?
Well, okay, I'll tell you a little story here about, if you're familiar with Laura Eisenhower, she was the president's great granddaughter, and she basically I came out with a story about this Mars mission. And, of course, immediately the skeptics jumped in and everybody said this is just a bunch of, you know, what. And I knew, though, from the things she was saying, there were certain pieces of the story that they were telling that I knew had a factual basis. Because in my files here, I had about 200-300 pages worth of documentation I had collected back about 5-6 years ago that confirmed some of the things she was saying.
Now, let me ask you about the documentation before we ask what was confirmed. The possibilities, of course, always arise when you have documentation. How accurate is it? Is this stuff that people give to you, stuff that you've accumulated? Do you do just internet research?
Right. Well, that's a good question. Now you have to remember that from my point of view, at this point, I wasn't. Think of it. If you were in the position where you were trying to vet counterintelligence that was coming in, you wouldn't want to just put it into a true false pile. You would want to know more about the nature of the counterintelligence, why it was designed the way it was designed, what was the intention behind it, what were the sources behind it. And so that's what I was looking at. I was looking at Laura's story, and I knew that she named a person or said there's a gentleman that she identified as Agent X. And I immediately knew from the information they provided in the story who Agent X was. I knew what his agenda had been and the information he had provided to me the same time that Laura was involved with him. So I was able to take that information and basically confirm that there were certain parts of the story she was not making it up. This was information she was being fed or she was being given by other people.
And the question would be, of course, the motive and why they were giving it to her. We have Gary Beckham, and you're listening to Gene and Chris because you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.